Okay, we're now joined by the driver of the number one Trackhouse Racing Chevrolet, Ross Chastain. Ross, you got a speedy ride out there in qualifying, starting on the front row. So what are you looking to ultimately accomplish tomorrow to repeat the result of your 2022 outing here?
We'll see who's listening in here. Raise your hand if you thought I'd be the highest qualifying Trackhouse driver. Oh, we got two, three. Yeah, I mean, just a well-executed off-season to prepare for this and culminate in through today, and then tomorrow's the big challenge. But it's a whole body of work from what Shane has brought in for his feedback in the cars, and then once he drives, no matter what the setup is, how can I drive the most similar to that? And make speed, mainly just try to go fast in my own way. So it's a whole body of work with them putting me through the big DIL, driver in the loop simulator at GM, and then our SDIL, I call it the STIL. It doesn't have any of the feedback, but it's got the visuals and all the same math behind the scenes. So we've got a good body of work there put in, and then, executing today. It all starts today. And these days, the days of that when we won, that was the first race on the road course ever for Gen 7, and we passed cars. It's basically a different world now. It's like a whole different track.
All right, well, we'll begin opening up to questions. We'll go ahead and start up front here with Jeff.
Hey, Ross, you were part of the crew that went out to give NASCAR feedback yesterday, and they ended up, there's quite a lot of tire packs in the corners. Is that what you were hoping to see and was aligned with your feedback?
That was honestly a cop-out I took to not have to walk the track, and I took a ride they offered to get in the cars, which is normally frowned upon. There's normally no motorized vehicles, which I wish they would enforce because I see motors out there. But they were going out to look, and it was a good way to see the track one final time. Knew throughout the off season they were going to be doing tire packs. I thought Mexico City was a big step forward with those triangle shaped ones, mainly from, in my opinion, where the tire we're hitting is only a single tire, and you're not hitting it on the side of the tire where there's tires behind it, so it can squish. It's not a linear hit. It's kind of a glancing blow, and that tire can squeeze. Those packs are around 1,000 pounds, they say. So you don't want to hit them. Definitely not head on. So it's I think it's a good for what we found. It's the right amount of temptation to be close to it, but high risk if you do hit it. It could be a day ender. So, I wasn't out there giving them blatant feedback for what they should do for the track. I wanted to see what they wanted to do. I was more like a fly on the wall listening. There's a lot more vocal guys who are out there with us.
Any other questions for Ross today? We'll go all the way over here to the right.
Hey, Ross. Doug Turnbull for PRN and 5 to Go Podcast. There's been a lot of talk of their tire packs. Well, tire wear. All right, so what was even just one lap to the next the tire fall off like? And do you agree with other drivers that is the difference maker between your teammate Shane Van Gisbergen and the field?
Yeah, it's been my downfall at the road courses over the last 2 years, I would say, making them last throughout the run. So that's high on my priority list. I thought we did a better than average job in practice. Qualifying doesn't, there's nothing to say there. But for practice, I thought the one car did a better job than I saw most other people of making my tires last through the whole run. And that's part of what, I mean, there's going fast, and then there's going fast for a minute and a half, and then there's going fast for 30 minutes, and that's tough to do. So definitely been a big red flag for the one team lately for the last 2 years, and I love they fall off.
So. Stay right here, then we'll go to Jerry and then Lee.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I was curious to say for yourself, being out there on the track, a lot of storylines going in today was the tire packs, was like the horsepower in the engine, was making tires last, and also SVG. And so now, after being out here, it's like for a little bit, it's like the weather is getting hotter. I was curious, it's like where you see yourself, it's like going into the race weekend, and what adjustments you might be thinking about.
Yeah, there's that's the adjustments on the car are more for the one team, Brandon McSwain, our new crew chief, to step through. I don't foresee like big changes in the one car, but I feel like our car was better than the 97 and 88. So whether they come our way or whatever their crew chiefs decide, I probably just expect more changes on their side. I felt pretty confident in mine.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires at net. So, you know, obviously you have a win here. You joked about being fast coming up there. But what about strategy between you and your teammates tomorrow when you guys get on the track? Have y'all thought about that, or is there something that you guys can do to kind of box everyone out?
Well, it's definitely track house first. So making sure one car, has the best chance to win. And it's no secret the way the points lay out this year. You need points, and they gave points in the duels, and they give points here, and they're going to give points at every all along the way. So some of those will be decisions based on our gap to the leader at the end of the stages. Can you pit on that last lap as they close the pits? How many pit behind you, or how many pit are pitting in front of you? So that's more for the strategy team at Trackhouse, and Brandon will be the one to call that. But the goal, and Justin has been very clear, like, that's what makes it so good is, like I talked about, the DIL simulators. We can work together and then go try to score max points for Trackhouse and make sure that a car has a chance to win.
Come over to the center of Lee here.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Forgive me if this was already asked, but Brad Moran said to talk to you about the track walk because you were, like, really paying attention to it. I'm just kind of curious what you noticed then and what you noticed, you know, as it applied to your qualifying effort.
Well, I see NASCAR evolving in their approach to this, where they've got cameras and there's technology, and it'll give them a go or no go on are we cutting the track. But there's definitely been issues with that technology in the past and in its true application in the races. So these tires were a big step forward, these bundles at Mexico City last year, and I think they're great. I think that they're the right level of like risk, but if you hit them, it is a glancing blow if you clip that outside tire. It's a single tire and it will give, but if you hit it head on, it's day over. So I think that they're evolving and they're learning and they're making their decisions when they need to, like when they need to be the boss, they're the boss. But when they want to listen, when they need to listen to all of us, and they're listening to the vocal ones, I don't give them much feedback. I just kind of go take it in, and I'm more of a fly on the wall.
And what do you remember from that final lap in 2022? Because it was extremely chaotic, and HA said earlier this morning he remembers nothing.
No, I remember everything. I remember getting run into by him first, and then Alex. And then, I pushed AJ into 19. So, the history is there, but it's basically a different world that we're living in now. These cars have evolved so much, short course, so much is different. And I learned so much from AJ, and I'll always be thankful for that. I don't exactly show it on the track, but he knows, without even saying it, that he taught me a lot through 2019 and 2020. And that paid off in 22 with a win here, and ultimately had to go up against him. So, I got to work with Squid, his then crew chief. He was Daniel's crew chief the last 2 years. So that was cool to work with Squid, get his insight into that dynamic when we were racing against each other that year. So, I just can't say enough for what AJ taught me when he literally stood over my shoulder at the static sim and just coached me on hand placement and gear shifting and brake and throttle and all the basics that ultimately took me to the next level for being a road course driver.
Any final questions today for Ross? All righty. Well, appreciate you coming in today, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.